That school bell is calling you to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so if you'll now go get your Bible, and you'd be turning it with me to Acts chapter 5. What we're doing at this time in the Warren County Radio Bible School is studying things about Peter and his life and the different things that happened to him to see what we might learn about Christ. We're studying about the great men and women of the Bible, and particularly now the great men and women of the New Testament. And so we have come to this study of Peter. And in building up to this lesson, I want you to remember that the chief priests and the scribes and the Sadducees had charged the apostles not to speak or preach anything in the name of Jesus anymore. And yet they had replied to them that, should we hearken unto you or unto God, that we're going to speak the things which we have seen and heard. And they continued preaching Jesus and his resurrection. And we're going to see the reaction of those leaders to that in just a moment as we begin in Acts chapter 5 and verse 17. Now, while you're turning there, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. We hope you'll come and meet with us in our building and join us in songs and prayer and Bible study. But if you're afraid to come into the building, then you can park in the parking lot and tune your radio to FM 100.3. And this is a low-power FM radio station that we're broadcasting out to the parking lot for those who in this time of distress are afraid to get in a crowd of building and worship in that way. So either way, we'll come. I'll look for you in the parking lot and try to make sure you have one of our bulletins and come speak to you. And I'll keep my distance because I know that's important at these times. But we do hope that you'll take advantage of that and come worship with us and see how we're doing these things. I am Bill Boyd. I'm the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's get into our Bible school lesson. Acts chapter 4 and verse 17. And here we read, "But the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with jealousy. And they laid hands on the apostles and put them in public ward. But an angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, Go ye, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard this, they entered into the temple about daybreak and taught. But the high priest came and they that were with him, and called the council together in the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison house to have them brought. But the officers that came found them not in the prison. And they returned and told, saying, The prison house we found shut in all safety, and the keeper standing at the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Now when the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these words, they were much perplexed concerning them whereunto this would grow. And they came one and told them, Behold, the men whom ye put in prison are in the temple, standing and teaching the people." You know, this is almost humorous. They had brought them and locked them up in the prison. When they go the next morning, they find them gone, and they're worried about whether the word of that's going to get out and people are going to know about it. And while they're discussing this very thing about how to keep them quiet, someone comes in and says, Well, they're already in the temple and they're preaching right there. Well, that must have really been an embarrassment to those rulers. Acts chapter 5 and verse 26. "Then went the captain with the officers and brought them, but without violence, for they feared the people. lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, We strictly charged you not to teach in this name. And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the apostles answered and said, We must obey God rather than men. You know, we need to remember what Peter said there. Now, these were the civil officers of the Jews, and we are taught to obey those who are in authority over us, and those that have civil authority and government authority. Excuse me. But there is a limit to that obedience. They cannot have us do something that would violate what we're supposed to do for the Lord. And so Peter explained to them, we must obey God rather than men. And then he says in Acts chapter 5 and verse 30, The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew, hanging him on a tree. Him did God exalt with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, to give repentance to Israel and remission of sins. And we are witnesses of these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Acts 5 and verse 33. But they, when they heard this, were cut to the heart, and were minded to slay them. But there stood up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in honor of all the people, and commanded to put them men forth a little while. And he said unto them, Ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves as touching these men, what you are about to do. For behold, before these days rose up Theudas, giving himself out to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all, as many as obeyed him, were dispersed, and it came to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the enrollment, and drew away some of the people after him. He also perished, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered abroad. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or work be of men, it will be overthrown. But if it is of God, ye will not be able to overthrow them, lest haply ye be found even to be fighting against God. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles unto them, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. Now, I love the way this episode ends. Acts chapter 5 and verse 41. They therefore departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name, and every day in the temple and at home they cease not to preach Jesus as the Christ. Now, looking at this, it wasn't long following these things that a great persecution arose against the church. And we read that those who were persecuted went everywhere preaching the word. Philip went down to Samaria. And we also read about Peter, and he is the one we're studying here. Peter left Jerusalem, but where he went preaching the word as well. We pick up with the story of Peter in Acts chapter 9 and verse 32. And what it says that it came to pass, as Peter went throughout all parts, he came down also to the saints that dwell at Lydda. And there he found a certain name named Aeneas, who had kept his bed 8 years, for he was palsied. And Peter said unto them, Aeneas, Jesus Christ healeth thee. Arise and make thy bed. And straightway he arose. And all that dwelt in Lydda and in Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Acts chapter 9 and verse 36. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did, and it came to pass in those days that she fell sick and died. And when they had washed her, they laid her in an upper chamber. And as Lydda was nigh unto Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him, entreating him, delay not to come on unto us. And Peter arose and went with them. And when he was come, they brought unto him brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth, and kneeled down, and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. When she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand, and raised her up. And calling the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord. And it came to pass that he abode many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner. You know, you combine Peter's preaching with the miracles that he did to confirm the words that he preached. It is little wonder that so many believed and were turning to the Lord. They were being baptized into Jesus Christ and added to his church. You know, if someone told me that, I don't know if I would believe it on the right hand, but if there were many that were saying these things and said, oh yes, I was there, I saw it too, I would begin to wonder. And then someone goes down and checks it all out and comes back and provides a written report. Well, I could believe. And this written report is what we have in the book of Acts. It is just as good of evidence now as it was when it was written then. We have evidence for the things that we believe. And so Peter preaching these things and performing these miracles give us the evidence that we need that Jesus is the Christ. We're going to come now to Acts chapter 10. And we'll read in chapters 10 and 11 about Peter carrying the gospel to the Gentiles. I'll introduce this in this way. You remember how Jesus had said to Peter, that I will give to thee the keys to the kingdom of heaven. It has been suggested that the keys represent the authority to open. I remember when I was a little boy watching the janitor walk around the school with all his keys. I knew he had the ability to open any door he needed to open. And so Peter's given the keys, the power to open. He opened up the kingdom of heaven to the Jews on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. And he is going to use these keys to open up the kingdom of heaven to the Gentiles in Acts chapter 10. Let's begin reading this story. It says in Acts chapter 10 and verse 1, there was a certain man in Caesarea, Cornelius by name, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, one that feared God with all his house, who gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision openly, as it was about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming to him and saying to him, Cornelius. And he fastened his eyes upon him, and being affrighted, said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are gone up for memorial before God. Now send to Joppa, and fetch one Simon, who is surnamed Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. And when the angel that spake unto him was departed, he called two of his household servants, a devout soldier of them, that waited on him continually, and having rehearsed all things to them, he sent them to Joppa. At this point, I want you to notice about Cornelius. In worldly measures, he was a very important man, being a centurion. And he's also a very good man, devout, feared God, gave alms, and prayed. He was a man that saw a vision of the angel. But Cornelius needed to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ in order to be saved. You can't be saved by being important or by being good. you got to obey the gospel.